So today's commentary has to do with technology. In fact, Windows. Not the Windows that you look out of, but the Windows that you have been using on your computer. Ever since Windows 3.0, I've been a beta tester for Microsoft, and I've tried every one of them. The one I hated the most isn't Windows Vista, it's Windows 8. And you know, 8.1 isn't much better. According to an article, everyone knows that Windows 8 and 8.1 have one big problem, on top of a bunch of smaller problems, though not necessarily small issues. The biggest problem? It's very unpopular. In fact, Windows 8 and 8.1 are so unpopular that as of January, net market share, which tracks operating system user statistics, pegs the combined market share of both Windows 8 and Windows 8.1 at 10.5%, well below Windows XP's share of 29.3%, and Windows 7, they were as high as 47.46%. In fact, if you have Windows 7, don't be in a hurry to go to Windows 8, let me tell you. To combat the issue, Microsoft has employed a few tactics, including halting support for Windows XP. However, if this report is any indication, Microsoft may have to start giving away Windows 8 and 8.1 because it's just not working. They need to go back to what was there. I guess the old story, if it isn't broke, why fix it? Windows 7 work pretty darn good. Windows XP worked pretty darn good, too. I know they tried to splash it up a little bit with new backgrounds and a few new little bells and whistles, but they blew it big time with Windows 8. There are still a few of us out here with laptops and desktops, and you can't always cotton to the phone crowd, the app crowd. Stick to what works for you, Microsoft. Windows 8 doesn't. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.